Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Oti. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I have some few things to share with you today, and I believe you are ready to go with me today. Well, I'm sharing with you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, reading from verse 17. It says that therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Other version says he is a new creation. You see, so when you become born again, you are found in Christ, and hence you are made a new creation. I'm a new creation. Hallelujah. Say to yourself, I'm a new creation today. He says, old things are passed away, meaning that you don't have a past. And he says, behold, all things are become new. I don't have a past anymore. All things are become new. Then in verse 18, he says, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. So it is God who actually reconciled us back to himself. And he did it through Jesus Christ. And then he says, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. I'm a minister of reconciliation. Today I'm sharing concerning ministers of reconciliation. Now, this portion of the word of God makes us know that as soon as you're born again, you are given a ministry immediately. See, he says in verse 18, he says, and all things are of God, all these new things are of God. You see, because in verse 17, he says that all things are become new. All things are passed away, all things are become new. Verse 18 says, and all these things, all these new things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself. He has reconciled us. In other words, he has brought us back to himself. How did he do it? By Christ Jesus. And has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, the service of reconciliation. So we have become ministers of reconciliation. As soon as you are born again, you are given a ministry, which is the ministry to reconcile others. You are a minister of reconciliation. Oh, I'm a minister of reconciliation. I've been sent of God to reconcile men unto him through Christ Jesus. Then he says, to wit, that God was in Christ. So God was the one working in Christ. What was he doing? He was reconciling the world unto himself. And he says, not imputing their trespasses unto them. If you read in John chapter 3 verse 17, you know, you always know John 3:16. John 3:16 says that, for God so loved the world, that is why he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then verse 17 says that, for God did not send his son into this world to condemn this world, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, so God was in Christ, not condemning the world, but bringing the world back to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus is not here anymore. Jesus is gone. He's dead and gone now. But there's a will of God that needs to be fulfilled now. You see, the Bible says that God wills that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So God has given us that ministry, that responsibility. There's a responsibility. In Christ, we don't only have rights, we have a responsibility. And our responsibility is to reconcile others. I want you to win a soul today. The Bible says that he that winneth souls is wise. The one who wins souls is wise. So be wise today. Win a soul. Don't just sit there. Talk to a brother in a taxi. Talk to a sister at work. Talk to somebody. Make an effort to reconcile somebody whom you know does not have Jesus as Lord and personal Savior. Bring that person back to God. It's your ministry. And we have been given the words. Don't say, I don't know what to say. The word of reconciliation has implanted into your mouth. What is that word of reconciliation? It says that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Let them know that God is not condemning them anymore. God is not looking for them to kill them. The reason for Jesus is that they will get close to God. Just share that with them. Share the love of God with them. And they'll be reconciled. You'll be surprised. It is our ministry. This is what we have been called to. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 4. I want to give you another scripture. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11. You know, a lot of people think that it's the pastors who are supposed to be doing these things. It's the evangelists who are supposed to be doing these things. But the Bible clearly shows us that it is not they who are supposed to be doing them. They are supposed to raise you so that you will do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. In verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 4, it says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we have been sent for the work of the ministry. What is the work of the ministry? That is the ministry of reconciliation. And for the edifying of the body of Christ. In other words, we must build up the body of Christ by increasing the number of people who are in it. How do we do that? By sharing with others. I'm a minister of reconciliation. And I'm wise. I'm a soul winner. Say to yourself, I'm a soul winner. I see you winning souls today on every side. I see winning many souls today in the name of the Lord Jesus, because you are a minister of reconciliation. I love you very much. God bless you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.